I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with Florence Andre of NOLA for Women, a local organization that develops and implements programming that shines a light on the contributions women have made to New Orleans, as well as promotes an opportunity-filled future for women and girls. How's it going today?
It's going great, thank you.
Well, I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you for having me.
You have some really amazing things happening, including the Global Summit that's going to be coming up in November, I believe.
That's right. The concept of the Global Summit is based on the fact that we are a global community, that women and girls here actually share some of the same problems that women and girls in other, even undeveloped countries have, that we could learn from each other and lift all of us together and how to address those issues. Women here versus any other place in the country are at the bottom of the barrel in almost every data point you make about equity, from access to health care to access to quality education to equal pay to even having an equal job or access to jobs. So we have a long way to go still. So this is basically where we started, with the notion that everything we would do would be built toward creating a community-led, community-driven agenda for women and girls to hand to the new administration and to remind people that women and girls are major, major players in the health and the wealth of any city.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And it's a point that I would kind of like to pivot to, you know, the rise of the Me Too movement in the past few months. But I'm wondering about your organization's kind of reaction to that and if you've implemented any new kind of facets into your programming based upon that.
Well, actually, this was happening as we were developing a program with co-sponsored by the Greater New Orleans Foundation about the life stages of women and girls and looking at trauma, basically, as a major impact in health and brain growth and healthy development, and it impacts us in the city not just from natural disasters, but from the neighborhood, from the newspapers, from the news that we hear, and the fact that nurturing and early childhood education and reading books to children from the time they are born, the fact that our brains are formed by the time we're three, and how important those kinds of issues are to the general health of our community. Mm-hmm. So we have the continuous kind of following those dots from childhood to early adulthood to adulthood, and the notion that trauma is, again, in other ways in terms of professional lives, that the sexual harassment doesn't just start when you walk into an office or when you've been working with males. It can start from a very early age, especially in a town where, you know, New Orleans, there's a lot of reasons. So we are hoping that we're building awareness as well as building policy and social change.
What's the next event you have coming up?
In co-sponsorship with the Greater New Orleans Foundation, it is the third of our three-part series on life stages of women and girls, and it is adulthood.
Okay.
And talking about women as the middle of the family, talking about elder care, talking about also the workplace, equity in the workplace, trauma in the workplace, and I hope people will come.
That was Florence Andre of local organization NOLA for Women. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.